GOP Rep. Kinzinger, "We all know Turkey wouldn't have attacked if U.S. troops remained at border." By Pam Key on October 13, 2019. On Sunday's broadcast of Face the Nation, Representative Adam Kinzinger, Ariel, criticized President Donald Trump's decision to remove U.S. troops from northeastern Syria. Kinzinger argued that if U.S. soldiers had remained in northern Syria, Turkey would not have attacked. Partial transcript as follows. Margaret Brennan, "But we want to go now to Illinois Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger. He is in Ottawa, Illinois. Good morning to you, Congressman." Kinzinger, "Good morning." Brennan, "You wanted the president to rethink his position. We know from Secretary Esper this decision to pull out was made last night. What is the implication going to be?" Kinzinger, "Well, it's going to be terrible, and you know the secretary is doing his job and you know he has to follow orders. But the reality, we all know that if there were still those 30 or 40 soldiers in that part of Syria, that Turkey wouldn't attack. We actually had a pretty good kind of joint security situation being set up to de-escalate that area. In fact, pulling back those 50 troops or whatever it was has given license to Turkey, and then now I think pulling out the remaining 1,000 in Syria is simply an excuse to get out. Look at it this way. You hear the president and people like Rand Paul talk about endless wars all the time and it's kitschy. But actually we were preventing an endless war. And then that actually commenced on Sunday now a week ago, and so it's really depressing. And you know, for me as a guy that served in the military and really got into politics because I believe in the role America plays, to see this yet again, you know, leaving an ally behind, abandoning people that we frankly told that we were gonna be with, is disheartening, depressing. Frankly, it's weak, and I don't see how it follows through on the president's promise, his biggest promise in the campaign to defeat ISIS, because I think it is going to resurge." Brennan, "Is the president putting U.S. national security at risk?" Brennan, "So what are Republicans in Congress going to do about it? Are you completely powerless?" Kinzinger, "No, we're not powerless. I mean, the president has a lot of power though, and I said that no matter, even under President Obama. I said the president's got a lot of power that's in the Constitution. The things we can do, we are going to do. We've got a resolution of condemnation I think next week, as well as some significant sanctions." The president tweeted about sanctions this morning, but I think he needs to make sure he's following through on them, and they're not going to be surface sanctions. They're going to really hit Turkey hard. And then the other thing we can do is be outspoken about this. The American people, you know, who want strength and leadership, who were promised by this president that we would defeat ISIS, deserve to hear the truth and not these things like end with endless war that you hear some on the kind of libertarian spectrum talk about. There is now a war that's been commenced in Syria because we have pulled 50 troops out from being able to prevent that war. Brennan, "You heard the secretary acknowledge war crimes. The State Department has said they're afraid of ethnic cleansing. So looking at all of that, aren't sanctions just punitive? They're not preventative." Kinzinger, "Yeah." Brennan, "Is there a responsibility here to do something?" Kinzinger, "Yeah. Well, I think there is. I think it is not necessarily going to prevent Turkey from doing what they're doing. This has been Turkey's dream for a long time. And the president basically gave the green light to do it. They're going to be important. But I think we also have to continue to say this, which is when the United States backs away, chaos follows through. And we had a situation of stability there. It wasn't perfect. Erdogan probably didn't want to have to do joint patrols with the US." Brennan, "Right." Kinzinger, "Because he wanted to attack. But we're the United States of America and we can prevent things like that. We have to remember the strength we have and not just try to run away from every conflict we could have." Brennan, "So, the Wall Street Journal had an editorial that was pretty strong here and sharply criticizing the president, quote, for his habit of impulsive judgment. And they argued that his judgment can be so reckless that many voters who took a risk on him the first time will ask if he's worth a second gamble in 2020. Impeachment won't defeat Donald Trump in 2020, but Donald Trump might. Does this make you question whether you're going to support President Trump in 2020? Brennan, "Yes, no, should Erdogan come to the White House next month as planned?" Kinzinger, "No, absolutely not." Brennan, "Thank you, Congressman." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanan.